This is All of It. Can a year in isolation help save a marriage? A new novel explores this idea, which is on the nose for this moment. Sea Wife tells the story of Michael and Juliet, a couple whose marriage is struggling to survive differences in parenting styles, political beliefs, and the doldrums of life in suburban Connecticut. That's when Michael gets the idea to spend a year sailing on the coast of Central America, and he wants to take his wife and his two young children with him. After some pleading on Michael's part, Juliet agrees, hoping that the year on the boat might save her marriage and help her with the depression. Yes, there are beautiful moments, and the family likes sailing and freedom, but the togetherness also reveals where the cracks are in their bond. And given the unpredictable nature of the sea and unforeseen tragedy, the family is left to wonder whether the whole adventure was a massive mistake or whether the mistakes they made before the voyage finally took their toll at sea. Sea Wife is out now, and author Amity Gage joins me. Amity, welcome to All of It.
Hello, Allison. Thank you so much for having me on.
So I understand the inspiration for this novel came from the true story of the Kaufman family. It sent me down a Google rabbit hole to follow their story. They took their two very young children on a long voyage, but then ultimately had to abandon it. What was it about this real-life story that sparked your imagination?
I guess it was the way that when they returned from the journey, there was such a blowback and controversy over whether or not they should have gone. And it was kind of a litmus test for how people saw parenting and risk taking. And so I was really interested, both, of course, a very dramatic story and also just kind of magnetically attractive with some of these themes and that I was thinking about myself as an artist and mother. And so I decided to, the Sea Wife is not based on that story at all, but there is a crucial part of it, you know, where they get out to the South Pacific, and the real family, you know, needed a Coast Guard rescue and expensive to the taxpayer. And I sort of borrowed some of those elements for my own story.
And the structure of the book is unique. We have narration from Juliet looking back on events, and then that's interspersed with these entries from Michael's captain's log that's got all the official longitude and latitude, but it's also a bit of a personal diary. Why did you want to structure it this way?
Yeah, well, I originally had thought that when I was first writing the book that I would put both characters on the boat in the present tense and have them both reflecting over the same events. But what I realized was that the book had more energy and the narrative had more energy when I let Juliet, my female protagonist, reflect on experiences after they were over. And because she has, there are three different journeys in the book. There's the journey of Juliet, the journey of Michael, and the journey of the marriage. And there's three different fates in any marriage, There are three different fates. And so I wanted to come up with some sort of narrative structure that would track each of those three fates. And also, I guess I felt that I love novels with extensive exposition, and I admire them a lot. But to me, it's not really kind of how the world hits my nerves. It's sort of like I like the back and forth. I liked the energy of the form and the uniqueness of it. And I think I also have sort of a secret dreams of being a playwright. I'm a frustrated playwright, and it was the back and forth between them was fun for me, you know, innovative way to tell the story.
My guest is Amity Gage. Her new novel is called Sea Wife. So did you know how to sail before this? Because this is a book written by someone who's done either love sailing or has done a heck of a lot of research.
Well, it's the latter. I have no idea why I attempted to take on a book about sailing. It's one of those mysteries, and I'm glad I tried, but it was not without casualty or without mistakes. I did not grow up sailing. There definitely people who do sail, I think, were certainly not that alarmed by the fact that the truth is there's a lot of people who go sailing with their children out there in the world. But us, you know, landlubbers, we might not know that. And so I knew that in order to get this right, of course, I would have to do a lot of research, because I know very well, this is my fourth novel, I know very well that readers are very wise to any mistake that you make in logic or credibility or fact. And it's not just they get irritated because you're wrong. They get irritated because it wakes them up from this dream that you're trying to give them.
Right.
And I love that dream. I'm an avid reader, and I love being in that dream. I know it well. And I know when I get woken up by it, from it. So it was crazy, actually, to try to make a dream that's that persuasive, given my lack of knowledge. But I was captivated. I love to describe things. And I thought, I just wanted to be able to have the chance to try to describe the wonder and majesty of the sea. So I was very attached to this idea. I began my research by, the way a journalist does, I would send emails to people and be like, hi, can I talk to you? And that it's amazing to me how many people do respond. I so many responses. And a couple sailing families took me under their wing, namely one sailing family with whom I got to be very close. And over a course of about 3 or 4 years, I would visit them on their boat. They eventually actually moved onto land, but I went out on their boat. They raised their 3 daughters on this boat, and it had no electricity or refrigeration, which is not normal, but, you know, not common. But and they seemed actually like amazing people. Then not only did I get to know them and see their daughters, and, you know, some of the details in the book that you know, Allison, like, for example, when the girls go flying on the halyards, mm-hmm. you know, they play on the boat like a jungle gym. You know, I got to see that with those girls, the sailing family that I became close with. And then the captain, that father of the family, Ben, he and I had emails. Many, I don't know, probably 100 back and forth different emails. And as I was writing the book, they became increasingly weird, like, and specific, like, can you heave to in prevailing winds? I mean, and where do you set the sails if the wind is coming from the northwest? They were very wonky things. And he was so patient with his responses, but also eventually what I realized is that, of course, I had to get out there myself. Like, I could not write the book just from Ben's eyes. I had so much of it. I had my book learning, and I had to learn all those terms, sailing terms, of which there's so many. But I had to get out there. So in 2016, in the winter, I took a course, a sailing course. I left my husband and kids here in Connecticut and went down there, and I was like, oh, this will be fine. And it's not hurricane season. And the truth is, of course, it wasn't hurricane season in the winter there, but it didn't mean that there wasn't some bad weather. So I ended up in the sailing course running into some bad weather. And that's the moment when I realized that no matter how hard that risky, weird, that attempt to do the research was, that it was totally necessary and exactly what I was looking for, because I had to really experience that fear myself, that there are limits to the imagination. I had to know it with my skin and my body. Yeah.
I'm very glad I did that. I grew up sailing with my dad, and there was a couple of descriptions in there. There's a couple of storms you hit, and you got the scary down. You definitely got the scary down.
Do you still sail?
I don't. You know, when my dad passed, we sold the sailboat, but I keep threatening to take my kid and put him in sailing school, the two of us together, and one day that threat's going to come to light. My guess is Amity Gage. The name of the book is Sea Wife. I do want to get to some of the content about the marriage, though. And this is a quote from your fellow author, Lauren Groff, about the novel. Sea Wife brilliantly breathes life not only into the perils of living at seas, but also into the hidden dangers of domesticity, parenthood, and marriage. What do you see as the danger between Michael and Juliet in their marriage? What's dangerous?
That's a good question. Well, intimacy is dangerous. It's also got profound rewards, but I do feel that it's quite potent either way. I think that a lot of their problems are really commonplace. They have a lot of commonplace stressors. I mean, especially, you know, anyone with little kids knows how hard that is to both work and parent and attend to your own needs. So I think a lot of those stressors are quite commonplace. The sense that their political disagreement is actually probably ends up being the most damaging one, because it ends up playing out at sea, because they feel differently about getting help from others, especially some sort of a government.
She's a liberal, she's liberal, and he is more libertarian and conservative.
Yeah, and those words are never mentioned, and they talk about or kind of around them, not so much you know, at them, but yeah. So the political stressor is the thing that kind of like really at least affects Michael. But I would say that, going back to your question, which is just a great one, I mean, the dangers, I think that certainly one of the dangers for women, and this is something I could speak to, you know, a little better as a woman, is just that a woman is often kind of giving up her spaces. Juliet talks early in the book about her losing her spaces, and she gives up her closet, and she gives up this part, she gives up her dissertation. And I think that's quite a common story. I mean, there's a lot of sense of like conversations I've had with women in the book, and that's a recipe for depression for sure, for women to do that. So I've been feeling that so much lately. I've reminded of that in these quarantine times of, the importance of spaces, especially when a lot of us really don't have our privacy in the family. And for a woman, that's a really interesting space. It takes you back to, you know, the expectation for generations that as a woman, you kind of would give up your spaces. So it can feel very threatening. So I guess that's one of the dangers, but the danger goes both ways for the man and the woman to lose yourself. The family unit is potentially so beautiful. I'm so grateful to have one and to be in, you know, loved by mine. It certainly has the potential to both nurture and deform, you know, or distort the individual. And that's sort of one of the themes that recurs in my writing.
I thought it was interesting too that the kids are great. They're fine with it.
Thank you.
That as the parents are just being torn apart inside, outside, emotionally, the kids, they love it. Why was that important?
Well, I disagree with Michael on some things, on a fair number of things, but I really agree with him about his desire to try to get the kids out of, like, kindergarten, circle time, tie your shoes, you know, get in line. I actually really, I think a lot of sailing families are onto something, with the sense that there's also life. You could also go learn from life. And, you know, I mean, of course, very few of us are really able to do this. I'm not saying we should all go out and do it. I'm just saying that doing some non-traditional approach might be the way sometimes. So when the sailing kids that I saw, especially the young ones, I think were thrilled. They're like, yeah, let's go collect shells and count them and take the kayak out to a deserted island together. And they also have all their parents' attention, you know, they're not competing with anything. They're freed from some of the influence of culture and media that our children, my children, are not. I really related to the sense of like, oh, gee, I wish I could find that space sometimes. I wish I could find a freer space to raise my children. I think that they do. Kids do, when they get to be teenagers, I think it's harder for them to be sailing because they don't want to be with their family quite so much.
Their parents, yeah. The name of the book is Sea Wife. My guest is Amity Gage. Was there a particular reason you wanted the family to sail through Central America, and in particular, the sovereign territory of Guanayala?
Mm. Only that when my son was about 9, he and I took a sailing trip through Gunayala, and we were on a boat with this Spanish couple. They chartered it for us, and it was just the four of us, and I had never seen a place like that. And it was this real idyll where this is just so gorgeous. And I think one thing in Sea Wife, I hope that leavens some of the, struggles they go through, is the beauty of what's described. I love books that have a strong sense of place. Thinking of lately is Mosquito Coast. I don't know if you remember that book, and it became a movie too, also set in Central America. But the book takes you on that journey, and this place was so beautiful. The Guna don't believe in selling land and developing land, so that's one reason why it's so pristine. And also, you're allowed to go onto these islands, and these are places you can only find through a boat. So it was a beautiful experience, a kind of a paradise and a vision, and I witnessed it with my son, and I think that stuck with me. But that was a while ago, so when I started my sea adventure story, I had to recall that part and that time in Panama. I never got back there, but I did go spend some time in Grenada, actually, in order to do my research.
The name of the novel is The Sea Wife. It was written by Amity Gage. Amity, thank you so much for joining us on All of It.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for talking to me.